Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin O'Hanson. I'm joined, as always, by the cavalcade, the cast, the crew, Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Jay Skills, and Black Trey. We got a great show for you today. Keith Murray, where has he been hiding this whole time?
Oh, my God.
Changed the internet in 1 week. In 1 week.
Stayed hidden.
No,
Trey, this is some Trey, of the best material. What are you talking about?
Yes, 2023 onto a bang with Keith Murray, the greatest storyteller so far. We'll see if anyone can knock him off his perch. We also got your weekly update on the Young Thug case down in Atlanta. It's getting real bad for your boy, man. Judges reciting lyrics now. I hate when they do that. We also got a little bit of a debate. Trey says it's been raging since 2021. I've always thought about it, something people talk about, but not talk about out loud. I'll tell you what that debate is a little later. We got a BMF recap as well. BMF is back, the show, not the documentary. And I can already see the influence of power starting to creep in. Like, oh, can we do this way? Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, before we get to all that, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in, locked in. You want this podcast, you want it all at once? Patreon's get it all at once. Everybody else got to wait a little by little every day. You want the watch-alongs, so Patreons get the watch-alongs. Everybody else just got to hear about it. You want the Discord, the Patreons get the Discord. Everybody else got to do Twitter with all these trolls and shit. Don't deal with all that shit, man. Just get in, become a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Do it the right way. Let's move on to your weekly update on Thugger.
The YSL.
Man, the judge reads out the lyrics to Slime Shit in the court, and I said, "Damn, nigga, they're trying to put you under the jail." that's fucked up for real, man.
But it's kind of hilarious though at the same time, which is even more fucked up.
All right, I got a question. Mm-hmm. This could be fucked up. My bad. Just quick question. I used to think I was feeling bad for Thug, right? And I do. But if they're using the shit that you said in your lyrics, and apparently your lyrics are telling some real accounts of shit that happened, or whatever the case may be, and you're out here just basically incriminating everybody, right? Man. And I get it. It's music. So that's a whole other topic. But I'm just saying, my man put it all out there, right? At some point, like, this is his fault, right? Am I tripping?
Hey, it's not about his fault, but still, we still yelling free that nigga.
Oh yeah, no, still free that nigga. Don't get it twisted.
But no, you kind of are, because like, I don't know if you watched the video, the lyrics to Slime Shit that he's reading, like, it's a hook, and he actually leaves out one of the more important bars, and I think like, basically, the nigga's just saying, like, whatever, like, oh, we on that slime shit, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, okay, they say killing 12 and what have you. But other than that, it's not like, oh, niggas was shooting this nigga or we over here doing this. It's like very, you know, it could be any hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, trap anthem.
Yeah. So, okay.
And the thing is, the bar that he left out kind of illustrates like partially why Thug is so dope and why niggas, you know, like this type of music on all levels. Like, so, you know, the nigga's talking about 100 rounds in the Tahoe, and then the nigga says, nigga lighting up like a taco or some shit. And it's like, the taco part is what makes it funny and entertaining and like not no serious, oh, this is like, you know, like all of the shit that Thug adds to his artistry is what makes him fascinating. To try to like distill this nigga onto some gangster shit kind of makes a mockery of the art in and of itself, because it's like, no, this nigga's actually saying gangster lavish lifestyle lyrics mixed with funny clever little shit that he's putting with it on a dope ass beat. Like, let my nigga cook. Like, what y'all are talking about is not
nigga cook.
Yeah, like it's not like, oh, I went to shoot this nigga over here at Linux, like, that's not...
So for the record, he's not doing Bobby Shmurda with Bobby Shmurda.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Mitch caught a body about a week ago.
Yeah,
nigga Mitch is like, damn, man. Mitch in court.
Right. And so, man, free my nigga Thugger. They playing my nigga. I feel like low-key the judge might fuck with the song. Like, I'm a
free the thug.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like, ah, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I'm telling you, I still to this day love that one TikTok where the nigga is supposed to be in the jewelry and power come on. And they like, and he's trying his best to fight it. And he says, when the district attorney plays power, and he says, when you get that money, yeah, you get that power. And the nigga start, and he's like, start to make it rain. And it gets that shit go crazy, like, dog.
Niggas be like, jamming that.
I'm not gonna fight it, bro. I'm gonna be in that bitch like, nigga, how you not free this nigga? You ain't hear this shit.
Right, but it's low-key funny when the judge says, like, killing 12 shit, and I'm like, of course it's, you know, all the cops in there know, like, hey, you know when they say 12, they're talking about us, right? Like, it's like, you know, like, come on, man, like, let my niggas get their bars off, man.
Oh, man, yeah, that's too funny. Yo, there was something else I was going to say about, did we talk about this, that they try to get, the prosecution is trying to get, like, T.I. and a bunch of other people to testify?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're coming after the whole Atlanta hip-hop community. Like, come one, come all. Please testify against Young Thug in open court.
Like, that shit's crazy. That shit is fucking insane, man. Next level insanity. Real quick, before we get out of here, I do want to also touch on this debate that's been happening, raging on the internet. Teased it earlier for you guys. It all starts from a tweet some dude sent. Said, decided to stay at a Holiday Inn instead of an Airbnb for an overnight trip and strongly feel, 1 hour after check-in, that there has never been a more luxurious experience in all of human history. And he says, I'm typing this at the bar. It's a suite. Eating a small bag of chips I bought from the teenager at reception. Newly filled up bucket of ice in front of me. The life. Airbnb versus hotel, man. How do y'all land on this debate? I got it. To me, the answer is simple, very straightforward, but I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Only Airbnb in a spot that doesn't have great hotels.
There.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, I'm only doing Airbnb if finding a hotel is not working out, and also the situation that I'm traveling to or whatever the situation may be, like I might need more of what the Airbnb can accommodate rather than what the hotel might have. You know what I'm saying? It was one of them type of situations. But other than that, it's a hotel. Who wouldn't want somebody to just make up their bed and give them fresh towels every fucking day and be able to go get the warm cookies from whatever it is, the Double Tree that gives it to you or whatever it is?
Yeah, Double Tree, yeah.
Warm Trey. Cookies be hitting when you come home at 2 a.m. It's wax.
I mean, my opinion has changed over the years. Obviously, I've moved back to hotels, but when I would go to certain, like, I have a group of friends where we send each other, like, Airbnbs with, like, certain decor. I like how people make their house up. But since 2019, it's gotten weird because they got hidden cameras and all this other shit. Like,
do they?
And and that's why it's been getting so fucking tricky, because motherfuckers is trying to charge this whole cleanup fee when you probably ain't even been there. You probably laid your head there probably roughly the time that you needed to go to bed and get up. But most of the time you're spending your time outside and you're paying this large ass fee. I'd rather just go to a hotel now. But yeah, like I used to think that shit was hard. I had this one little spot in Silver Lake I would pull up to. Obviously in Austin, I spent some time in that I would always particularly look for. New Mexico, different spots that had dope ass like aesthetics that my house would never have. Cause I don't think I'm ever gonna be a homeowner. I'm not really like pressed about that shit. But I like living in other people's homes for a short period of time that have dope eyes for aesthetics and architecture.
Yeah. Hold on.
I'm about to say, Trey, can't you glean that from just fucking looking at the pictures online? You ain't got to actually go. Like,
Trey needs to feel. He needs to be in the aura. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to walk in the room.
I can't even take credit from that, though. That's my friend group, man, of the homies, bro. Like, them niggas is into that, and they got me into it. We went to the coast in Oregon and got this one little sick-ass spot. Like, I would never live in that type of city, but in order for me to experience it.
You're right. Like, but that's if you're in a coast in Oregon, like this random pocket of a place, which again, I feel like great.
Shout out to Oregon.
Yeah. Like that's a great thing to do. If you're going to Joshua Tree or if you're going to some, you know, place that's not off the beaten path and all that type stuff. Great. If I'm going to Chicago, put me up in the Four Seasons. Like,
oh yeah, I'm not gonna do an Airbnb in like Chicago or fucking like Houston or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You said the Joshua Tree?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Joshua Tree?
Do niggas really only go out there to do shrooms, right? Like that's the only reason
niggas are out there. Yeah, of course.
Spiritual journey. Jason's the residential.
My nigga, you didn't have to tell me Jason's a residential spiritual journey kind of guy.
Right. Exactly.
He's got spiritual journey written all over him.
There you go.
The nigga Jerv scoffed. Right. Oh, you don't need to tell me.
For sure. Hey, yeah, Jerv, I think you should maybe microdose. Try him out.
I'm good, bro. Mary Jane's been holding me down for a couple decades now, dog. I'm pretty
it's
much.
It's funny because it's like definitely like two species of niggas. Like one who's like, oh yeah, I just smoke weed. I don't fuck with none of that other shit. And then niggas like, yeah, I might dibble dabble.
Yeah, it's just crazy how that's like. I know we've talked about this before, but like, it's just crazy how like that's just like the wave. All of a sudden, like, everybody just does shrooms. Like my niggas that I've been smoking weed with since day one. All of a sudden, they're like, "Yo, you trying to microdose?" Nah, nigga. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
because niggas realized it was safe. Like, niggas didn't think it was safe for so long. Niggas was just scared of drugs. Like, it's not weed. Like, nah, I don't know.
Bro, they told me that if I smoke weed, I'm gonna be doing crack. So,
right,
my hardest not to take that next step.
Niggas think that everything that isn't weed is a gateway drug. So niggas is like, if I start doing shrooms in 6 months, I'm gonna be on that crack like Keith Murray.
Y'all niggas is cooked, because I'm gonna be out here telling all the group chat shit.
Hey, what happened to him, man? The nigga had a spiritual experience at J Tree, man.
Yeah. And they got out of bounds on us. Man,
he was in the Airbnb, but he ain't know they had cameras.